This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A key aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for the coronavirus, the second person inside the White House to test positive this week. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
President Trump has publicly identified her.
She's a wonderful young woman. Katie.
That would be Katie Miller, Vice President Pence's spokeswoman. She'd been in recent contact with him, but not the president. Miller's the wife of top Trump advisor Stephen Miller and tested negative a day earlier, which is when officials said one of the president's valets tested positive. Asked if he's concerned about the virus spreading at the White House.
Look, I get things done. I don't worry about things.
But Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says protocols are being boosted.
I don't want to get into all the procedures that we have embarked upon, but I can tell you this is probably the safest place that you can come to.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Labor Department posted record unemployment on Friday with job loss numbers not seen since the Great Depression. We get more from Tim McGuire of AP.
The Labor Department reported April's unemployment rate soared to 14.7%, the highest since the Great Depression. That rate translates to 20 million jobs lost in the month, 33 million lost in just 7 weeks' time. Despite those incredibly bad numbers, the S&P gained 1.7% and posted its first weekly gain in the last three. President Trump's economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, is confident most of those jobs lost will return quickly.
About three-quarters of the job loss were from temporary layoffs. Now, it doesn't lessen the hardship, by the way.
The Dow added 455 points while the Nasdaq closed up 141. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is VOA News.